Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Kid Jay, how long you been rapping?
I've been rapping for about 3 years now. It's been about four if you include, like, freestyling in the lunchroom with your friends.
Uh-huh.
So, so about a solid 3 years, yeah.
Okay, so what got you into rapping?
What got me into rapping, I started to listen to J. Cole. I love Lil Wayne. Mm-hmm. I love XXXTentacion. Mm-hmm. And just influences like that on how you can just tell stories about your life through poetry and rap music, and it inspired me to do it myself. So that way, if I do have a chip on my shoulder, or if I do have something, you know, on my back, or I feel like something is stressful, I can just turn it into poetry and put it in a song. Mm-hmm. And I can put it out and hope that somebody likes it and loves to listen to it.
Were you good in school? You graduated from Ypsilanti Community High School. Was English one of your favorite subjects?
Yeah.
It was? Okay.
I love literature. I have a thing for literature. But I used to have a hard time with math. Mm-hmm. Still have a hard time with
math. Me too. I hate that subject.
It took me a long time to count change. But
thank goodness that the register counted
right
back for us now.
Right. I used to try to get my mom to buy me like this little piggy bank.
Mm-hmm.
You know the little electronic ones that you put the coins in and count the change for you? Yeah. I used to try to get her to try to get me that. But yeah, I love literature.
So okay.
I used to.
So before I forget, what are your thoughts on Nipsey Hussle? What a tragedy.
Yeah. I was, I'm not going to lie and say I was a huge, huge fan, mm-hmm. but I was still a fan. And it kind of hurts the whole culture as mm-hmm. a whole, because why would they do that to somebody who was doing so good for their community and just wanted to do nothing but give back? And if you did watch his growth all the way to where he was before he passed, you could see that he changed from what he was when he was younger, and he was always about family, the same way I am.
Mm-hmm.
So it hurts, and it's devastating to the culture.
And senseless, just senseless. Okay, so what do you hope to do, Kid J? Do you want to become a professional rapper, or do you want to be an activist? Like, what do you want to use your voice to do?
Yes, I do want to be a professional rapper, as you would say.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, I like to turn it into being a producer. Of course, I see myself rapping for a long time,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like I could excel more on the producing side. But that's me personally. Mm-hmm. If somebody likes to rap and if they think they could do it for the rest of their life, then they can go ahead and do it. But personally, I don't know how long I'm going to be doing this, but I do love doing it.
Okay.
And I am going to do it.
And so you have been in a lot of more than 50 shows in Detroit, New York, and Atlanta. Tell me about some of those awesome experiences.
I was going to... Yeah, like you said, I went to New York,
mm-hmm.
I went to Atlanta.
That's what it says here.
Yeah. it was kind of crazy because me and my dad went to New York. When we went to New York, it was a event with DJ Self from Love & Hip Hop. And we stayed with my dad's friend, Cullen Jenkins. He's a Super Bowl champion.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed out there with them. We had some fun. I performed. It was great. The same thing with Atlanta, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just great experiences because growing up in Ipsy, it's kind of a small town, and usually our people really don't go nowhere outside of our town.
It's true.
So I've been traveling a lot, seeing how people live differently from how I live, and it's pretty crazy.
So Dad is a manager, right?
Yes.
Big J.
Yeah.
And Mom, are you the manager? Are you co-manager?
She's the accountant.
Oh, that's right. Keep the coins tight. Okay. Yeah. So so Dad goes with you. How does that feel? You're 19?
Yes.
Does that like kind of cramp your style a little bit, or you're thankful for
it? Not really, because I have best friends, right? I only have like probably three of them, and well, four of them, because including my mom. But my dad is definitely one of them. And this never really cramps my style, because after seeing what happened to Nipsey, I feel like you always have to have that sort of protection around you. And I always feel protected when I'm with my dad. Like, I feel like if I go anywhere with him, and if somebody was to do anything to me, I know that he'd be the first person to jump in front of me. So it doesn't really cramp my style. It cramps my style whenever I try to be alone by myself. That's just about it.
So what is your style? I know on here you said you really don't want to be, you know, locked into a style, but you know, different rappers out there have different styles. So if you had to tell me what your style is, I see you don't curse in your songs. Was that your decision or Dad's decision?
It was a decision that I had, that I made when I was younger, around 3 years ago when I first started rapping.
I think 'cause Lil Wayne wasn't doing it.
But what happened was, I didn't want like families to listen in the car with their kids and be like, "Oh snap,
turn it off."
You know, yeah. So I want it to be to where, you know, if one of my songs do come on, they'd be like, "Oh, it's him. We all love him. Mm-hmm. Let's play him." You know, that's basically why.
Do you think it is as effective as not cursing? Because I think some rappers think that they have to curse to put their point across.
It's kind of a 50-50 situation. It also depends on who the person is. Some people like it, some people don't.
But that's anything,
I mean, it all depends about what type of audience you're trying to reach. And
what type of audience are you trying to reach? The families?
Not necessarily the families, just the people who want to listen to some nice rap and not have to listen to so much of the rah-rah all the time, you know?
So what is your style?
My music?
Kid J, yes. I know it's hard to kind of pinpoint.
It's kind of hard to, yeah.
I'll just have you do your Welcome to the 734. Then I'll be able to.
Okay.
Then we'll do that last. Just give me a couple of bars, and I'll be able to tell what kind of rapper you are. So you on here also says you open for Twista, T.I., Jermaine Dupri at the So Summer 17 tour. That must have been amazing.
Yeah.
I want you to go on that rap game. Have you?
I almost made it on there, but I hit the age limit before.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So
that's all right. You'll be fine.
he was still looking at me though.
Okay.
So he still liked my music. The cast of the rap game, the like Nova, DeTronada, all them. They all watched my performance.
Oh,
they
good.
All liked it.
So you can keep in touch.
Yeah, and it was pretty nice meeting Bow Wow.
Yeah,
because when I like seen him, I was like, "Oh my God, it's like Mike." So I was kind of hyped about that.
And you was taller than him, right?
Yeah,
for sure,
yeah.
For sure. Okay, so what are you okay with being a role model for young kids?
Yeah,
that's part of it.
Yeah, it's a lot of responsibility that a lot of artists or people in general don't like to take on. But I'm willing to take it on because I feel like it's not that hard to be a role model. Of course, you got a lot of people that tries to mess that up. But I feel like I got the right backing and the support system to not mess it up.
All right. Okay. So what's next for you? What you got coming up?
Our show coming up in New York next month with 105.1.
Mm-hmm. And is then Angie Martinez, or is it no? Okay.
Yeah, it's DJ Self. Okay. Some people are part of Gwinnin and stuff, and then we're gonna do an autism event because my little brother has autism.
Okay.
And we're gonna do an autism awareness event, and we're just gonna go show our support and how much we care for that cause.
Mm-hmm. You know? Does he like when you rap?
Yeah,
he probably calls it singing.
Remember my name shining in the spotlight. Watch on my wrist, just making sure that my time's right. Sour like a limelight, I can do this all night. Some people addicted to crack and weed and even Bud Light. But I grew up, barely water, couldn't even shower. I was lighting up candles when it was barely power. Closed my eyes, cousin Paul gone to 18. From there on out, it was nothing but straight dreams. Haters hating on me, my girl and my relationship. You're not better than me, bro, so get another grip. We was friends for a minute, then you turned to grab a knife. And then you talked about my girl, you are relevant to my life. I think about it twice, why am I so nice? Should I come out swinging like my name was Kimbo Slice in Detroit? A kid was shot 2 years old. It made me think that the world was way too cold. Before my grandma passed away, she told me, Jay, don't fold. I guess I do got a soul. People just fail to know.
Awesome. Wonderful. Kid Jay.
Yes, ma'am.
It was so nice to meet you.
It was nice to meet you, too.
Anything else you want to tell me? Anything else we want to make sure we talk about before I let you guys go? Forget anything, Dad?
No, just...
And where's your music sold?
Well, we on Spotify.
Go ahead. Say so, Kid Jay, where can I get your music?
You can get my music at Spotify. We're on Apple Music, Deezer, Google Play.
Okay.
Google Play, make that correct. And we're pretty much on anything you can search my name up on, I'm on.
Okay.
Of course, you can follow me on Instagram at OfficialKidJay. That's official. And then my name, Kid J, KIDJAY.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
All right, Kid. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
I'll be looking for you for big things.
Mm, I got you. I'll come back and see you again.
Oh, you better.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.